We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the fourth chapter, the ninth halacha. V'ata nachzor l'anyan shepatachnu bo, we'll return to the point we began with. D'mimah shekatavnu bo sheseiman nilmad, d'asur gonot et chavro l'saper alav amidot hamgunot sheyesh lo. What we learned earlier, in the beginning of this chapter, you're not allowed to talk about a person and say what bad traits they have. Kigon shera alav shenitga'o ka'as, you see a person arrogant or angry, b'davar shelo kogno shar midot megunot. You see him doing things that are improper. This is undoubtedly shaming him. You're putting him down when you say a person has a bad trait. We're on page Kuf Zayin. Even though what you're saying is true. Maybe he repented. You know how many times people do things that are wrong and they feel really bad about it? Like I said earlier in the beginning of tonight's learning, sometimes people don't know how to change. It's difficult. People sometimes really regret what they're doing wrong, but it's not easy for them. Sometimes a person is really embittered over their weaknesses, over their bad traits. And even if a person sees that the person is not remorseful, they don't regret it at all. Nonetheless, it's prohibited to go and mock them. Maybe a person doesn't realize how severe what they're doing is, how severely prohibited it is. This is something that we see. We see many people that way. Even people who are masters of Torah. Sometimes people don't consider it as bad as it really is. Someone who looks at what our sages taught realizes the severity of certain traits. But very often people, even if they're learned, they don't realize the severity. They think it's just not right. It's not ideal. It's not the best. And it could be the person who's doing it wrong also thinks that way. And we're going to have to stop midstream here. It's time for Ravit. We'll pick up here.